So, about a few minutes ago, I was talking to a very close friend of mine. We were on a video call, and for some random reason, we started talking about art. Maybe a little bit influenced by the story she was telling me about her new Greek mythology book. Whatever. I remember mentioning something about Spanish romantic painter Francisco de Goya and his work Saturn Devouring His Son. Eventually, we were swallowed by chit chat about our favorite artworks. It was quite fun and entertaining. However, at one point, she said, "I would really like to have a little bit more knowledge about the different arts." So I, as a good friend, of course, offered myself to come up with an interesting, not time-consuming way to, quote unquote, teach her about some art. Then I thought, if I teach her, why not teach others who might also want to learn some interesting facts and some history? And from there, an idea took off. Why not just make a podcast? This is how this project is born. I'm Miguel Cano Gallo, and welcome to Canvas, a podcast about art, literature, and everything in between. This is episode 0.0, Prologue. Following with this idea, welcome to the intro of this show. Today, I want to present myself, tell you a little bit about my own story, how this podcast is going to work, and the many ideas that I have planned for the near future. But don't worry, I'm not gonna bore you with all that dinner at Granny's when I was 5 years old stuff. I'm just gonna tell you what made me start with this podcast, the type of content that I wanna bring you, and how my experiences have influenced me to start with this project. Because I want you guys to see this as a cultural club, as a place where you can share your opinion, where you can listen to other people's opinion, where you can learn something new. I just don't want to be a faceless figure talking behind a microphone to your ears, because that would be creepy, right? Now, for the ones that don't want to sit for 15 minutes listening to a guy talk about his life, because I understand it can be boring, I released the pilot or the first actual episode of Canvas right after this introductory episode. There, I jump straight into the first story I want to tell you, On the Triumph of Death by Peter Bruegel the Elder. Apropos of this pandemic 2020 that we are living right now. In this episode, I will tell you a little bit about the painting, its story, the historical context in which it was painted, and other interesting stuff. So, if you guys want, you guys are free to check it out. Now, for the ones that stayed, this first story will not be about art. It will be a little bit more about how I got started with the idea of talking about art and literature, so that's why I named this the Prologue of Canvas. When I was a kid, my grandmother on my mother's side used to have this big library full of texts of all sorts, from which I loved the ones with illustrations, as every kid I dare to say. I would grab each one of these books and, quote unquote, read them the way a kid would. So, looking at the illustrations, reading a little description, and jumping right to the next page. These encyclopedias became my first source of knowledge. There, I learned about biology, history, arts, etc. Well, at least what a normal kid was able to learn. But eventually, I started liking the act of reading. I started liking the act of getting information. However, it wasn't until I was about 12 years old that I joined the first literature club. There, I understood that reading wasn't all about absorbing the words and memorizing the explicit meaning. I learned that in order to fully appreciate a work, you needed to figure the meaning behind. You needed to comprehend what was implicit in the words, or for the sake of the show, in the stroke, in the canvas. With time, countless club meetings, and even more literature classes, I learned that the same process of analyzing words can be applied to almost everything created by humans. Painting, music, books, code, everything. I learned that by abstracting the work and analyzing it from different points of view, I was able to get closer to the writer, the poet, or the artist. At one point, I got to really enjoy the idea of these conversational clubs, because there, I was able to get different perspectives on the same work. and different ways to elaborate arguments to back up these perspectives. Eventually, these meetings taught me the importance of the history behind the oeuvre, the little details, the hidden things. It taught me that in order to get closer to understanding the full potential of the work, you needed to pay attention to these little details. But sadly, after I finished high school, I stopped going to these clubs. I distanced myself from this circle, I chose a different career path, and all of this mixed with the agitated life of a teenager who will go out and want to spend time with his friends, I abandoned this passion I had. But since this is not meant to be an abandonment story, about a year ago in a class called Snobbery in Literature, I regained this love that I had for the different arts. And a few months in, I was once again looking at literature and artworks and analyzing them from the point of snobbery. After finishing the class, I was once again curious. I had a lot more time, and I had this idea that I mentioned to help my friend learn new stuff about arts and literature. And so far, starting a podcast seems like a fun way to not get off this track again, to keep myself engaged, to keep myself reading and curious. So the way this podcast is going to work is very simple. I will simply pick a work of art, a story, a movement, an artist, etc., and we will talk about it. And when I say work of art, I mean a work of art. It can be everything from painting to music or theater or literature, everything. I will pick it and we will talk about it, the story behind it, we'll talk about the cultural impact and other fun stuff like the artist and what brought the artist to create this work. My idea is to turn this into one of those clubs that I was talking about earlier, in order to bring culture to all sorts of people. People that want to listen to something in the metro, people that are bored at home and want to listen to something entertaining and at the same time educational. I want to clarify that I am not a professor or a bookworm, so I'm not trying to make this an academic podcast. I'm not trying to write academic essays. I just want to have fun, and I want you guys to have fun too and get closer to art. So eventually, you will learn something new after each episode. That is my goal. Also, if you guys find something interesting, you can share it with me. Because again, this is meant to be a thing between you and me. So if you find something that you want me to talk about, send it in and I will most likely talk about it. Thus, with this out of the way, story in the description. Since I am working this project in times of pandemic hysteria, and, you know, quarantine-induced boredom, the things that I have planned for the near future are along this topic. You know, pandemics and art during outbreaks. Following this prologue and the first episode, there will be a short series on plague art and plague artists, where I will talk about art during the plague period again and during the different outbreaks that have occurred in the history of humanity. I think it is quite interesting, and there is a lot of stuff that I also learned from my research. So if you guys think this is interesting, make sure to tune in, because I will be releasing the episodes weekly if school allows me. And if not, I will try to release them as soon as I record them and edit them. Meanwhile, while I release the episodes, I will be hearing your suggestions, and I will hopefully start working on future content right away. So again, if you have any ideas, please tell me, so we can see them here in the future. I also want to clarify that English is not my first language, and that I will be mentioning a bunch of weird artist names and a bunch of weird cultural movements from every single part of the world. So if I butcher any pronunciation, please forgive me. And if you have any problem with that, please tell me in my social networks or send me a message so I can correct it in the future. And with this forecast of the near future, I say goodbye for today. Thank you guys for listening. If you liked it, you can subscribe. If you like the idea, please tune in, because I will be releasing episodes again as soon as I can. Follow my social media under @CanvasClubPodcast. And remember that this podcast is in a very experimental phase. I'm just starting with this. I have no experience whatsoever with recording podcasts. So if you didn't like it, please again drop your suggestions so I can correct that in the future. go check the next episode right away, because I think it's a little bit more interesting than this, of course. I'm jumping into the topic of this podcast. And yeah, thanks for the people that have supported me with the start of this project. Thanks again to everyone else. This was Campus, and see you next week.